there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from Smith and Walensky's in New York City. So yeah. Let's get down to business. Yeah. Let me just set the vibe for you with a quick little intro to what's going on. We're at Smith and Walensky's, which is on 49th and 3rd in New York City. We're in the restaurant now. We've just ordered some seafood, which the guys, the team are tucking into. We thought we'd jump on the podcast and let you guys know what's been happening today. So, Smith and Walensky's, man, this place is amazing. It's kicked off in 1977. It's the best steakhouse in New York City, and it's been rated by the New York Times, calling this steakhouse a steakhouse to end all arguments. I think the New York Times calling it that is a wrap within itself. But listen, we've ordered the sirloin. We've got a seafood menu going on. We've got a lovely bottle of wine here. Let's have a look at the wine. What is this? I can't even pronounce it. La Bourdonnais. We're going to love a French thing. Mark, our partner at SVK Crypto, he's a Frenchman by heart. So he gets the duty of ordering the wine. So he's done a phenomenal job the last couple of days of delivering on that himself. So here's what's been happening at Consensus. We rocked up early doors. We've met so many influential people. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you, but let me kind of kick things off. We met the guys from Tempco. Tempco are a sidechain management reimagined protocol. We met Brian Lee, who's the CTO over there. Super, super smart guys. I want to give a big shout out to Victor Kim, who's the guy who hooked us up with the Tempco guys. I want to give a big shout out as well to my friend, the man, the one and only, from Zerve. We met those guys. We met Shannon, who's the co-founder and chief of staff. They're doing absolutely amazing things in the space. So definitely check out those guys to see what's happening, to see what's going on. The day itself, man. I mean, kind of the vibe in the place was a little bit quieter today, right? It wasn't the rush. It wasn't the stampede of the crypto enthusiasts trying to jump into the front store. It was a little bit quieter. It was great. It was easier to maneuver around the place. We did a lot of filming. We produced a lot of cool content there. We hooked up with the guys from Ledger. We're big fans of cold storage. So you got the Trezors and the Ledgers in the world. We met the French team because Ledger are from France. Great guys. Want to give a big shout out to my man Frank, who's one of the main guys over there. I also want to give a shout out to Laura. Laura works at Berkshire Hathaway. I was actually pretty surprised to see her there.
Hold on. Tell us a little bit more about how you met her.
Oh yeah, do you want to fill them in a little bit? How we met Laura? I was going to keep it kind of PG-13, but if you want to take this bit X-rated, we can take it there.
A gentleman never tells, Charles. A gentleman never tells.
We'll leave it there. But listen, she's a believer. I spoke to her. I say, hey, Warren Buffett, it's really against the space. She says, hey, don't worry about it. I'm going to convert him. So. Big faith in Laura and what she's doing for the space in the Berkshire Hathaway department. The vibe, man. Well, we're talking about the vibe a little bit. The day was kicking. It was great to meet all of the guys there. It was great to meet all the projects. I mean, we spent most of our day networking in the local Irish pub called the Castle Inn. We met lots of cool, great projects there. I mean, the Consensus vibe is just so busy. You can't really meet people. You can't really have a conversation. It's like being in a crowded club. That's what it's like. So we bring people to the local Irish bar and meet them all one-to-one, single arm combat. So that's what we do, and that's how it is. I'm going to pass it over to some of the guys here to give their view on what's been happening today. Who wants to take it from here?
Well, let's do an introduction around the table.
Let's do an introduction around the table. So, Mark, the stage is yours, sir.
How's everybody doing?
Everyone's doing great, man.
Doing great.
That's Danny the waiter, man. Danny Collins, the waiter himself, man. So, Mark, I'm going to kick it over to you. The stage is yours, sir.
All right. Hey, this is Mark De La Salle. I'm a 25-year veteran of Accenture. Used to run their CRM practice, large part. I've joined this amazing crew. And I tell you what, I can't think of anything more exciting than being in the blockchain space. And this is kind of something that is so cool. So interesting. And actually, I tell you what, I'd been fishing the last 5 years, and I decided, man, this stuff is so fucking exciting that I'm going to go start kind of working. All right, this year will probably be edited because they're going to take, so you'll hear a bleep before it's that exciting that talked about it. All right, I'll pass it on to one of my partners.
Thank you.
Introduce him.
So next up we have Hugh Coghran, the co-founder of SVK Crypto. You've seen him all at our events. You already know who he is, but he's going to jump on the mic and introduce himself.
Well, hello everybody. We are having the most fun that you could possibly have here in New York City, and this is where I actually grew up, and this is where I spent a big part of my early career. So to be able to show the SVK Crypto team my hometown and exactly how to make it happen here has just really been a pleasure. And the consensus show has been outstanding. The people we're meeting, the things we're learning, are just phenomenal. So this is just fantastic stuff. And I will now pass it on to one of our other great partners, Mr. Shane Kehoe.
Mr. Kehoe.
Lovely. Thank you very much, lads. Today has actually been, I think, a little bit more subdued at the consensus. I think it's really kind of the hangovers from last night. We definitely were there in body, but in spirit, we were a little bit wounded today. But we got through it. I think really what the big takeaways for today was really focusing more on enterprise use of the blockchain. I think that was a real key today. And it was quite enlightening and refreshing to see the enterprise's uses for blockchain right across the board. And I think there were some really great talks and some really, really great people. I think today was also phenomenal networking. We met projects that we hadn't been aware of before. Temco, our guys from Korea, super interesting guys. Vega, a project out of the UK, which is based around more financial and derivatives, which I think is an amazing platform. Of course, we hung out with our main guy, Victor, from Blockchain Eye, who's my main contact in Korea. Wonderful guy. We met Haven, which is a stable coin, which we've been very, very bullish on for many, many months. We took a core position in the private presale. We're very relaxed with that position. It's trading quite well. They're Aussies, so they're definitely a chip off the old block of the Irish. And it was really great seeing Jordan and Kane. I think we're going to hook up with them later on. Also, another interesting guy I met today, Kurt Kamar, actually approached us as we were sitting down having dinner. Kurt runs some really big blockchain and cryptocurrency conferences around the world. He's doing one in LA in 10th and 11th of October. He's got some serious players at that, including Brock Pearson. I think SVK are going to be present, and we may actually be speaking at that. Whoop that up, yeah, woohoo! After that, I had the pleasure of hooking up with the guys actually from London, Tuorca, which is Andy Cornhill and the Cornhill Capital Management guys, which are doing a new project which is based around exchange pooling and ICOs. Really, really nice to hang out with Scott and Will and those guys today. We wish them all the best. And also PundiX, which is a coin that we've been really interested in for a lot of time. We met Stephen today, who's one of the senior guys. Really looking forward to heading out tonight. If it's anything like last night, and we hung out with the guys from Wanchain, Jackie and me got pretty drunk. And of course, Christoph from Iovo, which is going to be a super interesting ICO, which is all about owning your own data. And actually, Christoph is going to be speaking at our event on June the 6th. So make sure you check on all socials. So without further ado, I'm going to pass you on to the man of the moment, the hustler, the guru, our blockchain analyst, Oliver Mayer, who tried to go home early several times last night. Yes, he did.
Yeah, that's true.
And several times I caught him as he was trying to exit the door going, where are you going? You got no money. I've got the cash in the card and the hotel room key. So let me rock it over to Oliver.
So Consensus 2018 has been an unbelievable networking event for us. Like the guys have said, day one was absolutely jam-packed. Day two, I got to have a little bit more conversations with some of the guys. I went over to the Consensus booth and I spoke to them about their latest project, which they released today, called Kalido, a permissioned blockchain for corporates and enterprises. And then I went over to the Kadena guys, who are doing some really huge stuff. They're looking to launch their project at the end of the year.
And we've been on them since literally literally day one, since they were raising private pre-sale. And Cadena are probably about 9 months to a year about doing an ICO, but Will and the guys over there have been very accommodating to SVK, and we've been involved in them. We've been involved in them since SAF B round, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. Very exciting project. I then got to hook up with the guys from FinTech Blockchain Group, another fund based out in Asia who are investing in some really exciting projects. And for us, it's always a great opportunity to link up with other funds and get their perspective and their analysis on the situation. And then lastly, I got to meet up with Exim Chain, who we're backers of. Well, I got to meet up with Hope, the co-founder and CEO. And just to touch base, it's always good to put a face to a name and meet people in real life. So that was really great. I think overall, Consensus 2018 has been phenomenal. The caliber of projects here has been unbelievable, and everyone we've been able to meet with have just been top-notch guys. So that's my take on Consensus 2018.
Wow, man. What a roundup we got there. You had the dream team, the hitters, aka the hustlers, man. You had them live coming from the one and only in New York City. We thought we'd shoot this live because we're going to be going out tonight. We're really excited to be involved with everyone here. I'm really sorry about the background noise, but listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. And listen, if you're really on your game, if you really want to be part of our community, you need to be on our Telegram,
everybody,
man.
Got on drinks.
Whoa, yeah. Oh, I don't know, man. Do we need some more drinks? I don't know. What are we thinking? What's the consensus, yeah? What's the consensus on the drinks? Another vodka. What are we saying? Shane, you getting another drink?
I'm going to have some wine.
Oh, you're staying with the wine. Okay.
This red wine that Mark got as well.
Oh, the red wine that Mark likes. Okay. Okay, that's cool. Listen, we've got a big night ahead of us. We're really excited about that. We're looking forward to coming to you live tomorrow. But check out our YouTube page as well, www.youtube.com/SVKcrypto. The Telegram is SVK/crowd. Hit us up on Twitter. There's so much cool content that's going to be dropping tomorrow at SVK_crypto. Remember to email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I got to bounce.
SVK Crypto Podcast Original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.